Here are today's top stories. In Springfield, all eyes on the state Senate, which is expected to pass the House's budget, which is, of course, unbalanced. Some Democrat senators, like Heather Staines, voiced their disapproval for the Madigan bill, saying we need less of this and more of this and more of that and less of this and less of everything, I think. Governor Rauner suggested he would veto the bill that would send it back to the House for 71 votes, which they only had 63 on the first vote. You can do the math. Or maybe you can't. Maybe you went to CPS. Rauner has said that several Democrats are fed up with the status quo and are on his side. He won't name names, but when pressed, he was like, Jim Anderton, anybody? All Democrats. So what's going to happen? Something tells me that this is essentially Madigan's way of taking his ball and going home. And Rauner's like, who needs a ball? I'm all about holograms. I'm rich. Rauner runs the Illinois Republican Party, right? Madigan, the Dems? Right. Just checking. Because that's who they both care about. Us, the voters? Nah, we're peons. We don't have any skin in this game. We don't have any shirts in this game. We're not in this game. We're the guy on the bleacher who's like, anyone tired? We'd like to play. Think about that for a second. CPS officials organized a big rally in Springfield to protest over school funding. They bussed down. Ugh, that's a long bus ride. Wait a second. Who's paying for gas money? Was that expensed by CPS? That could have bought a textbook. Come on. Maybe I need to run CPS here. Donald Trump has hit the magic number. No, not the number of times he's lied on the campaign trail or how many times he's used a swear word or the number of long ties he owns. No, the magic number of delegates to be the GOP nominee for president. Let the balloons drop now. Yeah, bring them down. Wait a second. Are these balloons made in Mexico? Get rid of them. No, get rid of all of them. We need Trump-made balloons up in here. What does this news mean? Well, it doesn't really mean anything. He used the opportunity to just bash on Clinton for being married to Bill and for killing her friends and for the year 1993. What a terrible year. All your fault, Hillary. On the other side, Hillary Clinton was hit pretty hard by the State Department over emails. She says the practice of using private servers to email classified documents was allowed behavior shared by other Secretary of States. That's like saying that eating a few gummy worms from the candy bin is allowed behavior. Still, it's illegal. And in this case, Hillary, she was like stealing a ton of gummy worms. Make sense? And Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are going to debate for charity? What? Like Thunder Lips and Rocky Balboa and Rocky III? Remember that? I think they should go one step further. I think they should do pudding wrestling, like in thongs. Give you a second to get the visual image of that. What I find unbelievable is that people are thinking this is real. And if it is real, that's even more unbelievable. I mean, seriously, what's this say about American politics? What it says to me is we're like 2 years away from Running Man. Remember? With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Richard Dawson? We're that close. Ugh. Uber and Lyft are threatening to leave Chicago over city council regulations until the GPS craps out and they just won't know where to go. In weather? All right, you know what? Enough. I'm ready for fall. In sports, we'll find out if Golden State is the GOAT or the GOAT. Game 5 in Oaktown tonight. Joakim Noah's camp is refuting the Sun-Times story that he's gone. They say they would come back for the right price, like a gazillion dollars. In hockey, they may have an arch, but they ain't got no cup. St. Louis Blues do what they do in the playoffs, and they choked. They lost to the San Jose Sharks, who right now are the best team in the Bay Area. Think about that. Hey, the Bears are in the midst of OTAs, and Kevin White is on the field. The former first-round wide receiver missed all of last year with an injury. Apparently, he was the star this week. I got an idea. You know what? Have him walk through his plays. Just don't start running till, I don't know, like early September. Also, still no Alshon Jeffrey. And I didn't know this. How did I miss this? Brian Hoyer is now the backup QB for the Bears. From the Texans, the star of Hard Knocks. Hey, there you go. I love it when I, like, skip the news for, like, one day and stuff like this happens. Love it. And finally tonight, the new Navy Pier Ferris wheel debuts tomorrow. It's bigger than the last one. So for all of you out there saying that Chicago's shrinking, hello. That's the carryout for May 26, 2016. Who here likes buffalo wings? Not the sauce, actual buffalo. They're so good and so hairy.